we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and carry Rough Country Off-Roading Parts. All parts carry a national warranty, so if a part fails, you are covered. Visit our warehouse, 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We are here to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
The city of Seneca is getting ready for a great Christmas. I know you're asking, when's the lights coming on? Well, they're going to do that on November the 18th. That's the first night. It's the Friday before Thanksgiving weekend. Now, on Monday, the first Monday after Thanksgiving, on November 28th, we're going to light the Christmas tree. Mayor Dan Alexander and his entire city council will be on hand, along with Seneca's magical singers. We got Michelle Little, we got Uncle Dave, and we got a lot of great things happening on that night. Plus, the Christmas parade starts at 6:30, so make your plans. This is absolutely free. Join us right here in downtown Seneca at the top of Norton Thompson Park. Don't forget about Winter Nights every Thursday going on through the month of November, right all the way up to Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving, we won't have Winter Nights, but you can always check our website, our Facebook, for all the information on what's happening in Seneca. You can do that at Seneca SC Events or www.seneca.sc.us. Merry Christmas from the city of Seneca, and get ready. We got some surprises coming this year at the lights.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. At 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at bartesian.com/enjoy. That's bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/enjoy.
Hurry in to Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase. Or shop Tempur-Pedic and save $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Mattresses and bases are in stock for fast delivery. With our Love Your Mattress guarantee, get the lowest price and 120 nights to sleep on it. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Bumps and Rocks, Miami 40-10 behind a great defensive performance. The Gamecocks shock Tennessee. Tigers 14-point favorites against South Carolina on Saturday. Marcus Tate out for the year, but Clemson gets a commitment from one of the top juniors in the South. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Monday, November the 21st, 2022. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Reaction Monday. What'd you think? What'd you think of Clemson's 40-10 win against Miami? Defense holds Miami to 6 first downs to 98 total yards of offense, 24 carries for 30 yards to 68 yards passing. Jeremiah Trotter has a great game. Flip the linebackers of Barrett Carter and Trenton Simpson. They both have great games. Defense looks fantastic. Special teams solid. Offense at times looked really good. 27 first downs. 447 yards total offense. Over 200 in rushing and passing. 207 rushing and 240 passing. Tight ends caught 7 balls for 92 yards and a touchdown. DJ led the team in rushing. 89 yards and a touchdown. And was 22 of 34 for 227. A couple touchdowns. Except, once again, the turnover bug bites. 3 consecutive drives in the second half stop turnovers. I mean, ending turnovers. So we'll get to Clemson coming up. Short week this week, we're talking a lot about Clemson, South Carolina, among the other rivalry games. And what in the world happened down in Columbia? I had a texter earlier said, can't wait to hear what you said about Tennessee. Yeah, because everybody saw that coming. Yeah, that was easy to see. They're only 22-point underdogs and ended up winning by 25. So, you know, everybody saw that coming. Everybody saw Spencer Rattler going 30 of 37 for 438 and 6 touchdowns. That was easy to see. So, yeah, everybody saw South Carolina scoring 9 touchdowns on Saturday because they had shown that all year. It's one of the most inexplicable games I've ever seen and a great win for South Carolina. So we'll talk about that, obviously. In the ACC, everybody saw Georgia Tech beat North Carolina. That was easy. Come on, man. What a weekend. Notre Dame, Boston College, Florida State, and Louisiana. Louisville beats NC State's second, third, fourth, 15 quarterback. Virginia Tech beats Liberty. Pitt over Duke and Wake Forest beats Syracuse. In the SEC, Georgia, 10-point win at Kentucky. LSU rolls, UAB, Arkansas. Ole Miss, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Ole Miss has one of those games. And I didn't realize it until it was after because I didn't watch a whole lot of the game. But Ole Miss, in a loss, had 703 yards and got beat by 15 points. Everybody saw that coming. It's easy to have 700 yards of offense and get beat by more than 2 touchdowns. What a weekend, man. Vandy beats Florida. Yeah, everybody saw that one coming. I told you, this is what we saw coming. November. Everybody saw Ohio State having to hold off a last-minute drive with Maryland. Everybody saw Michigan having to have a last-second field goal, TCU walking off a field goal. What a weekend. Southern Cal beats UCLA. Oregon beats Utah. Navy beats Central Florida. You saw that one coming too. Oklahoma wins Bedlam. So just one of those wild, crazy ones. Tigers moved up to 7th in the AP, jumping Alabama, 8th in the coaches' poll. Go over all the lines later. Clemson 14 to 14.5-point favorite. Got a lot of NFL stuff if you want to get into it. PGA, Adam Swenson won. Buffalo won in Detroit as the home team. Injury news and notes, terrible news for Tennessee. Hendon Hooker, torn ACL, out for the year. Marcus Tate at Clemson, sound like a patella issue, out for the year. You have Clemson basketball tonight against Loyola at 7 o'clock. Clemson soccer team loses to UCLA 2-1, NCAA tournament. Had all the college basketball stuff from last night, in case you didn't stay up and see it. Yesterday, he saw North Carolina win. He saw Gonzaga beat Kentucky in a battle of top fours. Saw Baylor beat UCLA in a battle of top tens. Saw Virginia beat Illinois, battle of top 25s. So just a busy baseball, I mean, basketball weekend as well. And then, by the way, World Cup starts in an hour and a half. Including USA Today later this afternoon, or USA later this afternoon. So, busy, busy Monday show. The producer of every Monday, Mr. Will Clinton. How you doing across the glass over there, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome.
I'd say 99% today.
And you're a soccer guy, so you're into it today.
Yeah, and the World Cup actually started yesterday.
Oh, did it start yesterday?
With Qatar losing 0-2 to Ecuador.
Who's better, Qatar or Qatar? Why do I say it wrong? Is Qatar and Qatar two different places or one place?
It's one place.
Okay.
I've heard it said three or four different ways.
That's the home country?
But I'm just sticking with Qatar, yes.
And Ecuador beat them 2-0.
2-0.
Okay. Today, England, Iran. You wonder if the Iron Sheik shows up for that one. Iran, number one. Russia, number one. Anyway, Senegal, Netherlands, and USA and Wales at 2. USA favored to win that one on Fox. So the Fox is showing World Cup like live all day long, every day from now on. Like you turn on Fox, 11 o'clock, Senegal and Netherlands. It's crazy. Anyway, a lot to do today. Your weekend was good?
Good weekend, busy weekend, and it's going to continue through hate week.
Yeah, you got a long week. You got to get people. You're running a hotel over there, a little B&B over there.
Pretty much, yeah. It's just not as profitable as most B&Bs.
For the first time, I heard VRBO pronounced Verbo.
Okay. You don't watch TV.
No, I don't watch TV, so I didn't know that's what the case. Anything major happened to you? Life good?
Life's good. Went for a hike yesterday.
Were you lost?
I was not lost. It's hard to get lost in the woods in some trails, but I had a good weekend. Spent the day here on Saturday. I watched all the games that you talked about. Oh, my goodness.
What a day. What a day.
Full of excitement. Oh, yes.
Remember this, not all who wander are lost. So, segment two today, what are we doing?
I wanted to talk a little bit about Hate Week coming up next Saturday.
All right. I love it. Really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You're right. As an old Miss fan, I should know that.
You should know that. Hottie toddy.
Egg bowl.
Let's take a short break. We'll come back with segment two. My friends at Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let Canty take care of you when it comes to your foundation, when it comes to your crawl space, when it comes to your any cracks in driveways or walkways or pool decks or stoops or steps. They'll take care of it for you. Don't let it be a big problem. Jam doors, jam windows, tilting chimneys, tilting floors. Let them take care of you at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Easy to remember. Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty Can Fix It. com with Will Clinton, Mickey Plowler, a reaction Monday. Much more when you return right after this. Friends, goblins and ghosts are in the rearview mirror, and Turkey Day is on the horizon. That means this month, Elkmont is game day central with an incredible selection of Clemson game day apparel and tailgating accessories. Purple out, solid orange, we've got it. In addition to the great game day selection, Elkmont also features great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Z Supply, Columbia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Bans, and Kosta Sunglasses. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. Elkmont also offers the upstate's largest selection of On Running shoes, and all I can say is you have to give them a try. From great footwear to lifestyle apparel and home goods to jewelry, Elkmont has you covered for holiday shopping, conveniently located with locations in Powdersville on Highway 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 and Highway 123. You need to get to Elkmont today, and go Tigers!
It's holiday season, and you can count on Reed's Jewelers to offer you unmatched savings and customer service. America's largest family-owned jeweler invites you to visit their experienced showcase location in the Haywood Mall, featuring the upstate's premier selection of exquisite Swiss timepieces like Omega, Breitling, Tudor, Tag Heuer, and Gucci. You've enabled the Haywood Mall location to earn the highest company honor for customer excellence, which we've known for years. Reed's expanded diamond inventory provides you with endless options for that special person in your life. Friends, Wally Odom and his team offer you a wide selection of jewelry choices, and they can save you a lot of money. It's the ideal time to find her a diamond she'll treasure forever, or find him a Swiss timepiece that will make a statement. See for yourselves in their newly expanded store, Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor of the Haywood Mall, or online at reeds.com.
It's bow time. Some folks say, don't call it a comeback. But when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back at Bojangles for a limited time in all its tender, marinated glory, go ahead, call it a comeback. It's bow time.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restores spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
If you want to get in some serious time on the golf course this winter, you'll want a winter 10-play card from Arrowhead Point. That's 10 rounds for just $100 with rounds good anytime, any day from the 1st of December till the end of February on the beautiful Arrowhead Point Golf Course on Lake Richard B. Russell in Alberton, Georgia. Rounds are non-transferable and there are other restrictions. The winter 10-play card at Arrowhead Point Golf Course, 706-283-6000.
The Greenville Winter Invitational Division I Men's Basketball Showcase. Catch the Clemson Tigers, Carolina Gamecocks, and Furman Paladins take on Secours Wellness Arena Saturday, December 17th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Western Bay and it serves
We are safe and sound inside of our Upcountry Fiber studios. We love Upcountry Fiber. We love upcountryfiber.com. Let them take care of you. Everything you're looking for, anything you need with Upcountry Fiber with no contracts. Love that. It's upcountryfiber.com for better internet, for faster streaming, for better home phone service, business phone service, for better home television. It's upcountryfiber.com. And Anderson Pickens, Oconee, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties, the best in the business is upcountryfiber.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
As we previously mentioned, Clemson made a big step forward towards the playoff, possibly, allegedly, with the 30-point win against Miami on Saturday. I think it's very fitting that we scored 40 points in our 40th consecutive home victory.
How about that?
But personally, I think Clemson Nation is now in debt to our friends a little down south from us. The real USC, Shane Beamer, the Gamecocks, they did us a major solid that I think we need to recognize and be thankful for heading towards Thanksgiving.
I don't think I've ever done anybody a solid. Like, I've done favors to somebody, but I've never said, hey, man, I did you a solid.
Okay.
But they did us a solid.
They really did. A fraudulent Tennessee was exposed by a far superior team in Columbia. And again, we've benefited by taking a step forward. As a realist, I can attest that the sleeping giant has been awoken. We now have the biggest test of our season, possibly the biggest game that we've played in the series in years coming up on Saturday. Spencer Rattler has shed his skin and evolved into his true form, the Heisman-winning quarterback that he has always been. We just didn't realize it in the upstate. Was Coach Satterfield calling plays on Saturday?
Shane Beamer said last night he was.
He said
he caught every play.
We don't care. Was Tennessee looking ahead of Saturday's game? We don't care. Was Tennessee's defense always this bad?
Oh, we don't care. We don't care.
We don't care. It's been 7 years since 2015 that the series was competitive. Clemson has won the last five games by 21 points or more. While I may not speak for all Clemson fans, I've become complacent in this series. I've teetered on the edge of feeling bad for Gamecock fans.
I agree.
And after last week's build-up, the vibe that I got from my personal text line from Gamecock fans and my burner Gamecock Twitter account was 99% negativity going into the Tennessee game.
Hold on, your burner Gamecock?
We're just going to gloss over that.
Okay.
But yes, it appeared that the actual fans of South Carolina had given up their hopes of winning a seventh regular season game. And what kind of rivalry is that?
Return tickets.
It's no fun.
They return tickets.
Imagine that.
Don't you know?
This rivalry, there's a lot of rivalries out there. This is more of a domination. And that's the fact. My kids, grandkids won't live long enough to ever see this really become a rivalry. It is what it is.
Ouch.
It is what it is. My point is, when South Carolina won five in a row, I was a Clemson student. Most of my high school friends attended South Carolina, and it was hell for me. But during those 5 years, they never reached the level of success that Clemson's found over our seven-game winning streak over 8 years. Top 10 finishes are great, but championships speak for themselves. And I'm at fault. I apologize for not bringing the same intensity to the series that should be expected of me. And I apologize for nearly feeling bad for a program that has never granted us the same luxury. It's hate week. Let's take care of business.
Do it, Will Clinton. Throw down the gauntlet. You sound like my son whenever we play Wrestling Man. I am Superfly. He is Wrestling Man. And he starts it every time. We had to end up wrestling on the floor to bed, whatever. He starts it every time at 3 years old by saying, Superfly, I kissed your best girl.
Ooh.
Just to, hey, that's one thing you don't do, brother. You just came out and you kissed South Carolina's best girl.
Mm-mm-mm. You better watch out, brother.
Good for you, brother. It is an interesting take among Gamecock fans now, and I'm going to be very interested to see this week the level of confidence growing. It was... No one thought he had any chance in the world on Saturday. And not only winning, but nine touchdowns. Not only winning, but putting up 606 yards, had no 35 first downs. Like, there's nothing that South Carolina had done in years to let us think what was going to happen Saturday night happened. Rattler looks like a Heisman candidate. They had the ball for almost 40 minutes. They threw for 453 and six touchdowns, and Tennessee had no answers at all. Now, I'm not sure what Tennessee's game plan was. Sit back and watch Rattler just throw the football down the field. But South Carolina's drives, 9 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 5 plays, 66 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 64 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 74 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 75 yards, touchdown in the half on one play. They did punt to start the second half. And then 9 plays, 65 yards, touchdown. 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 4 plays, 17 yards, touchdown. 9 plays, 82 yards, touchdown. And then end of game. They punted once. Now the game looks like it is, well, the spread doesn't indicate it because it's a 14-point spread. But now it looks like there's a game. And now it looks like that there is some confidence coming in for the first time. No one saw it. Now Marcus Satterfield looks like a genius. Spencer Rattler looks like a Heisman candidate. Now it looks like it's going to be a rivalry game. Now no one sleepwalks through the thing. Now it won't be a funeral over there.
You think they try to reclaim the tickets they returned?
No. Those are gone.
Ugh.
But on top of all that, now it's like, well, now we get to pay attention again. Because there hadn't been all that much attention. We won 7 games. And this is a legitimate win. The Kentucky, the rest of them, this is legitimate. Well, maybe Vanderbilt, after what Vanderbilt did this past weekend in Florida.
That's fair.
How do you explain that? But how in the world do you explain going to Florida against a bad defense, 11 first downs, 237 yards, 44 yards rushing, 19 of 27 for 193 yards passing, and 6 points off of a fake punt, and the very next week, 63 points, 606 yards, 35 first downs, 453 yards passing. How do you explain against number 5? How do you explain that?
I don't know if you can.
It's one of the most inexplicable occurrences I've ever seen in sports.
But you have to respect that win.
Oh, there's no doubt. It was legit. There wasn't any flukiness. Now, Hooker got hurt, but Hooker got hurt after the game was over. Mm-hmm. There was no fluke. It wasn't weather. It wasn't a bad call by the officials. It wasn't a block punt, weird snow, hurricane, 40-mile-an-hour winds. It was a lined up, and Tennessee couldn't stop Spencer Rattler. Marcus Satterfield looked like Don Coryell. He looked like Bill Walsh. Marcus Rattler looked like Dan Fouts and Dan Marino. And Juice Wells looked like... who's the greatest wide receiver? Jerry Rice!
Bingo.
I mean, out of nowhere. And now we pay attention to Saturday at noon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on ABC, and it's going to be like a big-time deal. So the no idea where it came from. And now the Gamecocks have a chance to beat Tennessee and Clemson back-to-back to put both of them out of the playoffs. Tennessee's out of the playoffs. South Carolina put Tennessee out of the playoffs. They can put Clemson out of the playoffs, potentially. And in the end, Clemson fans, it was hard to do, but you had to pull for Tennessee Saturday. I mean, pull for South Carolina Saturday. And in the end, maybe you're in now. What a day. What a TCU walk-off. What a Michigan walk-off with some bad penalties. You see what Bielema said. What a Vanderbilt Florida day. Storm in the field. And all right, quickly, let me run this by you.
Okay.
The defunct rivalry games, Texas A&M and Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma. The rivalry games that aren't played this weekend, Southern Cal, UCLA, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Miami, Florida State. And next week's, or 2 weeks from now, is Army, Navy. But let me quickly run down these. The rivalries that aren't the top two rivalries. Ole Miss, Mississippi State is good. They don't like each other. I get it. But they need to be more nationally relevant. Southern Cal, Notre Dame, it's a great rivalry, but it's so national that Notre Dame people don't work with Southern Cal people. Huh. North Carolina, NC State, more basketball than football. Florida, Florida State at one point in time was number one or number two, maybe number three. But it's just been so irrelevant as of late. Same thing South Carolina, Clemson. It just hadn't had the national relevancy, if that's the right word. Oregon, Oregon State, Civil War, one team's dominant. Virginia, Virginia Tech, one team's been dominant. Kansas, Kansas State, one team's been dominant. Washington, Washington State hadn't had enough national recognition. Arizona and Arizona State, again, not enough at stake. Georgia, Georgia Tech, one-sided recently. Louisville, Kentucky, eh, basketball. The two rivalries, Ohio State and Michigan and Alabama and Auburn, they have national implications. They hate each other. Not supposed to hate. They hate each other. Those are the two. Everybody else, we're trying to get there. And there will be times where Ole Miss, Mississippi State's huge. Clemson, South Carolina's huge. Florida, Florida State in history. But those are the two. And this year, not Alabama, Auburn. Auburn's terrible. Alabama's not great. But historically speaking, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Auburn.
Of those rivalries that you mentioned, one of them has a very glaring statistic. Kansas, Kansas State, you said that one team has been dominant.
Yeah.
Kansas owns the series lead 65-49, but Kansas State is currently on a 13-game winning streak. Can't believe that.
Short break. We'll come back. When we do, we'll take phone calls. We'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR. It's Reaction Monday. What did you think? My great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the great people take care of you at PrimeLendingSC.com. For your next mortgage, for your next refinance, for your next remodeling job, think about Prime Lending. We're lucky to have them here. We're lucky to have these folks so close to us. There's a Prime Lending office near you here in the upstate of South Carolina. We love the fact that it's PrimeLendingSC.com. Short break, much more when you come back. Reaction Monday after this. Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
In the upstate, summer air is hot and winter air is cold, but the temperature below ground remains constant all year. And that's what makes a water furnace geothermal system so efficient. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can lower your energy costs by up to 70%. And there's a 30% federal and 25% South Carolina tax credit. Plus, Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get a $1,600 rebate per ton. Find out more at clemsongeo.com. That's clemsongeo.com.
If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in South Carolina. Import or domestic, trucks, sedans, SUVs, whatever you're in the market for, Ralph Hayes Toyota can take care of you right now. Plus, Ralph Hayes Toyota services all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Add to that their rental vehicle program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
It's deceptively simple. It's assumed that, you know, wiping something makes it clean, or spraying it with Lysol makes it clean. There's a bit more to the science and a bit more to the application than meets the eye. You may call someone a janitor, but that doesn't mean they're not an expert in their field. We can provide a professional, expert opinion. We are professionals.
Call GenPro today at 864-458-3053.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Greenville Office Supply is your single source supplier for any type of office products. They've strategically partnered with industry-leading suppliers to ensure delivery across the nation. With thousands of products on hand, they'll get your supplies to you the next day. GOS looks forward to personally packing and delivering your orders with a smile. Skip the trip to the big box stores and shop local. Call GOS today, 864-233-5346.
Hello, Medicare supplement and prescription drug plan holders. If you are paying combined premiums of $175 monthly and have a drug plan deductible, you are overpaying, in my professional opinion. You owe it to yourself and your family to review the Medicare Advantage plan that includes a drug plan with no deductible and zero monthly premiums. Additionally, your maximum out of pocket in a calendar year for health care is $2,900 or less, perhaps way less. You also will receive many extra benefits that you do not receive today. Please call 864-307-8484 for an appointment or meeting invitation near you. As always, our services come free to you, and in the rare instance that should you ever want a plan that I do not represent, I will assist you in hooking up with Medicare.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry. Just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out the RoarFM.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Realized that God gave him raspy, and it led to millions. Like right now, I've got a cold, right? I got a little chest thing. It comes down to the heat in my house, dries my throat and my chest out, and so I'm raspy. If I was like this all the time, multi-millionaire. In the morning! Anyway, so here is what the rumors are out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Get several people sent me this. I saw this last night online. Got three people sent me this today. Rumors coming out that either Jeremy Banks, defensive coordinator at Tennessee, wouldn't do push-ups after stepping on the power tee in the locker room, which is apparently a rule. You don't step on it. And Hendon Hooker pressed him on it. Or that Banks confronted Hooker over NIL money and shooting commercials instead of practicing. Either way, it apparently ended in a fist fight between Hooker and the defensive coordinator. The backup quarterback, Joe Milton, put Banks in the locker to protect Hooker. There's a text sent to me. This led to Banks being suspended for last night's game and an already bad defense unfocused because they sided with Banks and didn't like the suspension. Sounds like the coaches have lost control of their locker room and almost exactly like they did in 2016 when Butch Jones lost control of the locker room and got upset by South Carolina and Columbia. If you're a Tennessee fan, that's nice. That's convenient. If it's true, that's awful. If it's true, it's a big picture of what's going on with control and the future of the program. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But something on the field happened Saturday night. It'll be interesting to see what the future fallout comes from all that. I just found it fascinating. That's the first you've heard of this, Will Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it till last night.
I almost can't believe that.
It sounds excuses to me.
Yeah.
But if it happened, either way, you've got bigger issues. If you're Tennessee, you hope you just stunk it up on the field. You don't want the head coach and the defensive coordinator and the quarterback and the team. You don't want all that. Now it doesn't matter. Now the season's over. Now you got Vanderbilt and the season's over. Out of the playoffs, not going to win the division, not going to SEC championship game. You know, you go to some, not even near six now, whatever. But the bottom line is that's over. But what the bigger picture is, you don't want the head coach having to suspend defense coordinators, fights in your locker room. You don't want all that, if that's true. If not, you just chalk it up to they were just better than us. It was their night. And I'm not sure if we'll ever know the truth. But just want to point that out because three different people have texted me that today. Sounds like a weak excuse to me. You still got to go play with the what's at stake. Another texter this morning said that too many teams looking ahead. This is from 2798. Too many teams looking ahead and thought they had all they do is show up on the field. This is from a UNC fan, and UNC got beat by Georgia Tech. Look. Do you not listen to the show? They always remember November. It might be weather. It might be referees. It might be injuries. It might be scouting. It might be motivation. It might be complacency, lack of focus. They always remember November. This is what I've been saying, folks. This is what's happening. And look, you're lucky at Michigan that the referee didn't make the call that he should have made on fourth down. You're lucky at TCU that you got the playoff with no time on the clock by running the field goal team out there. Or else we'd be talking about real chaos. And it's coming still. I'm telling you, it's still coming. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. If you weren't focused on Saturday, then you don't pay attention to college football. This is what happens. Clark is in Greenwood, 654-ROAR. Clark, thanks for hanging on. Hope you had a good weekend.
Good one, Mickey.
Good.
Appreciate you getting me in. First of all, I want to congratulate the Gamecocks. I want them to have the glory. But you know, watching the game, they're not Tennessee's. What is Tennessee's defense like? Is it 118th? Is that what it is? It's way on up there, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
It's not good.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, let the Gamecock fans know that, yeah, you had fun this weekend, but you're probably coming up, I think, the 16th or 17th best defense in the country, and you got two edge rushers, and you got so much depth in the middle, and the defensive backfield's not as good as we want it, but it's going to be hard with Rattler throwing like he threw it this weekend and throwing it on Clemson. I don't see that happening. Yeah, Carolina will probably score a few points, but when you flip that around, then you got me personally, two of the best running backs in the country behind an offensive line that's really gelling. I know you got Marcus Tate out, but they're playing together right now, and things are getting better. And I feel like the turnovers will get better. I think it's just a little jinx right now, and it'll get better. A lot of it's luck when the other teams call the turnover, but that's just my opinion. Love the show. Go Tigers. I'm gonna say 34-20. Tigers.
Thank you, Clark. I appreciate that. I am corrected because when I kept seeing Banks, with the defense playing like they played, I thought that it was Tim Banks, defensive coordinator. It's not. It's Jeremy Banks, linebacker, according to Tennessee people. That makes sense because Jeremy Banks didn't play. And that also makes sense in that Heupel was asked about it. And he said he was available, not injured, but not available. So that makes more sense than the coach, right? So you got an offense-defense squabble. But that's still a big picture. That's a big issue. You're trying to play for a national championship, and you got offense and defense at each other's throats and didn't like that Banks was suspended. Linebacker calling out quarterback for NIL. Oh, by the way, Will Clanton, this is when it's good. At Tennessee, it was good, and you got players calling each other out for NIL. Where have you heard before that NIL will be an issue? Huh. Who has claimed that might happen, the NIL and jealousy become an issue? Huh. When I thought NIL and jealousy would become an issue is when you're Oklahoma and you're 6-5. Or if you're BYU, well, BYU, everybody's on NIL now, but when you are Florida and you lose to Vanderbilt. That's where NIL should become an issue. Not when you're ranked number 5 in the country. But what? We're human beings? You don't think anything's ever happened at Apple or Coke or Pepsi or IBM or NBC? Or you don't think anything happens when you're on the top? You don't think it happened on the Sopranos shows or the whatever movies or whatever political parties or political candidates, whatever, that when you're on top, things go wrong too? Yes, because we're human beings. Who couldn't see this coming from a mile away, if this is true? My anticipation was that it would be not the teams on top. It would be that when the teams on top fall. And then it starts to show up. Hey, if you thought it was bad at Tennessee going to South Carolina because of Banks and Hooker and Milton, how about now? Hooker's out. Heupel's got a big deal now. He's got to put the team back together. Of course, it doesn't matter. Now it's over. It's over. Tennessee lost a chance at a national championship by giving up 63 to South Carolina. Cost you a chance at a national championship. So, couldn't put it to bed. Couldn't take care of business. Weren't mature enough to handle success. Weren't mature enough to handle adversity in your locker room, if that's the case. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, the very best in the business, a full-service lumberyard since 1917. You won't see locker room fights over there. Hey, Harbin Lumber can help you. Harbin Lumber, an amazing team of people, of products, of services. They're going to knock your socks off. They're going to wow you like you wouldn't even dream. No one's going to treat you better. They're going to earn more of your business. It's HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber since 1917. Let them take care of you, HarbinLumber.com. Delvin, hang on. I'm coming to you, buddy. A bunch coming up. Hour number 2, Reaction Monday. We have a lot to get into when you come back with Will Clanton and Mickey Plawler. Hour 2 right after this.